You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A big budget bill was passed in Milwaukee last night. It's a $1.5 billion budget for MPS that was approved late into the night. The proposal funds staff raises, adds special education jobs, and allocates millions for lead cleanup and school improvements. Superintendent Brenda Casilius told the board her plan is to centralize most budget decisions within her office, though principals will still have some control over their own schools. After the high-profile homicide of Sade Robinson in Milwaukee, a renewed effort is underway to create a statewide task force focused on missing and murdered black women. Democratic State Representative Sheila Stubbs says the task force, which would include law enforcement, survivors, and advocates, is needed to address the disproportionate violence faced by black women in the state. A 2024 report in The Lancet revealed that in Wisconsin, black women between 25 and 44 were 20 times more likely to die by homicide than their white counterparts. The exact time frame of the grocery closures isn't yet known. Five Milwaukee-area pick-and-save stores are among 60 Kroger locations that will close nationwide. The impacted Wisconsin stores at this point are in Glendale, Milwaukee, South Milwaukee, and Oak Creek. The company says the closures will happen over the next 18 months. Now that the pomp and circumstance has played out, MPS has released what they say are impressive numbers about the graduating class. Milwaukee Public Schools says $113 million in scholarships and grants were offered to its graduates. The number graduating in the class of 2025 was just over 1,000, a district record. The city of Milwaukee may finally be ready to wave goodbye to its old city flag. Attempts to plant a new one have been ongoing for almost a decade, with what's called the People's Flag almost getting approved last year. That's the one with the sunrise over the lake. The Common Council voted yesterday to now set up a new 9-member task force to steer the flag vetting process. Their goal is to select a new design in time for the city's 180th birthday in January. The rush continues for a state budget. It's due Monday, and there are fractures among Republicans on top of tensions between them and Governor Tony Evers. Savannah Tolme-Olson has the story.
Last week, talks broke down between Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the Assembly, but the clock's ticking here. And now the governor says he will not sign a budget unless it includes money for child care counts. That was a pandemic-era subsidy that went to child care providers. It expires in this budget. Without it, up to a quarter of Wisconsin child care facilities could close. That's according to research commissioned by the state. So far, there are no meetings scheduled for the Joint Finance Committee this week. The committee would have to pass a budget plan. Then that would go to the full legislature for a vote before it could head to the governor.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers and the Pirates today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates playing today to see who wins their series. Milwaukee winning 9-3 last night thanks to shortstop Joey Ortiz with 2 home runs, 4 runs batted in. Pat Murphy.
Well, I'm really happy for Joey. He also goes out and plays the heck out of defense. One of the most important positions on the field, and he plays it really well. So I'm really, really pleased with confidence is number one.
Basketball, round one of the NBA draft is tonight. The Bucks don't have a pick until tomorrow night in the second round. NFL, former Packers and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers and was on the McAfee show asked, will this be his final year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a 1-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace. Great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just as Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, tonight, tomorrow, even through much of Friday, and there could be some locally heavy rain, a half inch to an inch possible in spots. Our high today, 68, tonight down to 61 tomorrow. Will be a lot warmer with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.